I was sent to Stockholm to cover World Water Week for work. It was a fantastic visit. I'd never been to Scandinavia before, but had always wanted to go. I was very curious. On the flight to Stockholm from London, I was seated next to a Danish man who lives in England. Coincidentally, he attended University of Toronto, where I also studied as an engineering student and had lived on the same street as my parents. So we found we had a lot to talk about. He kindly drove me to Gamla Stan, the area I stayed in Stockholm, in his rental car after we arrived, and I treated him to a Swedish supper at restaurant CC on Skradagrand in Gamla Stan. We each had a grilled shrimp appetizer. He had meatballs, and I had salmon as a main dish. Over a 4-day period, I conducted about 20 interviews, from which I produced 15 videos and several stories. I also met and spoke with many people among the 2,600 at the event, which was held at the Stockholm Massen Convention Center in Alvsjö. I took a bit of time to hang out with the folks at the WaterCube.tv booth, which was definitely a highlight. WaterCube TV is sort of like an online speaker's corner, where interviews with delegates are edited and then published online. Fortunately, the two video interviews they did with me do not seem to have made it to the web. On the first night of the convention, a buffet was held at the City Hall, which is where the Nobel Awards ceremony is held each year, all except the Peace Prize, which is awarded in Oslo. It is a spectacular building, and a sumptuous Swedish feast was laid out in the blue and golden halls. I had a bit of almost everything: poached salmon, marinated salmon, potatoes, salad. I also had a glass of wine, which, in my state of fatigue, was a bit of a mistake, because I was somewhat delirious afterwards and had to crash when I got back to the hotel. I also made time to wander about in Gamla Stan, the beautiful old part of Stockholm, near my hotel, the first Hotel Riesen. On my final morning in Stockholm, I went on a tour around the archipelago that makes up the area. It was a disappointing tour because I had no idea where we were, but quite beautiful scenery. I also took a look in the museum, the palace, and the cathedral. I found Stockholm residents to be very attractive, helpful, and friendly. I felt I could have spent an extra day there.